you had to sum it up, and I know we can't sum up a career in 25 words or less, but would it be fair to say that you are perhaps best known for the ordination of a gay minister in the Episcopal Church?
Yes, I did that in 1989. Now, Christopher, that's not unusual. We've had hundreds, thousands of gay clergy in the history of the Christian Church. What was unusual was that I was honest about it. We did it openly. We did it publicly. The man was an out-of-the-closet gay man. He lived in a publicly acknowledged relationship with his partner, who was present at the ordination, who participated in it, and who was identified as his partner. So the only real difference was that we did what the church has been doing for 2,000 years, but we did it openly and honestly, and that seems to have been rather controversial.
And it wasn't long after that that you began writing Rescuing the Bible from Fundamentalism. Was it that particular incident that was the real impetus to writing that book?
Well, not really. In 1988, as part of a study that our diocese had done on issues of human sexuality, I had also done some study, and a publishing house asked me if I would write a book on changing patterns of sexual behavior in the United States, and particularly as it affects the church's view. And so I wrote that book, and it came out in 1988. And in that book, I advocated that young people who decide to live together ought to have a betrothal service in the church and be public and open and honest about it instead of slinking around or hiding or acting as if they're doing a shameful thing.
And not to be confused, of course, with a marriage ceremony.
Absolutely. You know, the ancient rite of betrothal was sort of an engagement to be engaged, is what it was. The second thing in that book I suggested was that we develop a liturgy where divorcing people could come back to the church where they took their vows to live together until death us do part. And the third issue that I faced in that book was that gay and lesbian people, it seems to me, to have the legal and I think the spiritual right to form partnerships with people of their choice, and the society ought to recognize those partnerships, and the church ought to bless those when they are marked with the signs of faithfulness and fidelity and commitment that mark a heterosexual marriage.